Listen, last week on the show, somebody emailed us, said they were moving from Bloem to Pretoria East for the first time. And was just looking for some advice about the neighborhood. And it went well, and we liked it. So we thought we'd do it again. So today, here's your challenge. Complete the sentence. Everyone in the West Rand knows... dot, dot, dot. Wat weet almal in die Woestrand, Ros?
Luister, ek het 18 jaar terug van die Kaap af getrek, Johannesburg toe. And the thing that I missed the most... Cape Malay kusisters.
Ja, ja, ja.
So not a cook sister.
Nee.
Maar a kusister. Die douwballiekies wat dan in die olie gebraai is en dan stroop en die klapper.
Ja.
And you can't just get those. You must know a auntie that can make it on a Sunday morning. Then you someone go in your gown. But that's like when you're in Cape Town. It's a lot more accessible. Ek het 'n plek gekry in Roodepoort so 3 jaar terug. En hulle is in Florida.
Are they your Sunday morning plug?
Sunday mornings, the queue is on my block. But you must know what time to go, because I never queue, because they are great. It's a little Malay kind of deli called Deli Deli.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for me on a Sunday morning, ek is daar in my kusies, daar in my tracksuit broek, but my sinkies may say, Mommy, why are you wearing your pajamas? I'm like, listen. It's a tracksuit pants. I may have slept in it last night, but it is a tracksuit pants. And then you go get your dozen kusisters. You buy them by the dozen. So in a brain papier sakkie. And you can amper die stroop in die olie so deerie. You weet as it's a flick.
Mm.
When you can see those syrup stains. And then you bite into this kusister on a Sunday morning with a lekker koppie rooibos tea.
Ooh.
Swart rooibos en a deli deli kusister.
Come through Cape Town.
I tell you. It changed my whole Joburg experience. I was like, if it was the one thing I was missing about being in Cape Town, it was those kusisters. And now I have them every Sunday.
You sukte iets van die huis af.
Net so ietsie, man.
Little taste of home.
Yeah.
Ja, and if, I get that.
So as jy van Roodepoort is, everybody from Roodepoort knows where you can get Cape Malay kusisters.
Deli Deli.
Deli Deli.
Dis die een. There you go. Roz's advice to you. If you're a West Rander, like she is, finish that sentence for us. Everyone from the West Rand knows that. I want... everything. Your favorite little spot to go and eat at, your favorite park to go for a walk, the favorite place to take the dogs or take the kids, who's got the best takeaways, which are the roads to avoid. Have you got a sneaky back road to get you from here to there? Ons wil alles weet. So, if any Woestrand af is, finish that sentence for us, please. 0848500942. Everyone from the West Rand knows... dot, dot, dot.
And I'm not the only one in love with the Deli Deli kusisters.
Nee, jy is glad nie, hoor.
Good afternoon, Rob and Roz. I listen to your show every day. And listening now this afternoon about Deli Deli in Roodepoort, I'm from Rustenburg. But that place, if I'm in Johannesburg on a weekend, that is my first stop on a Sunday morning. I place my order on a Saturday evening already and just collect on a Sunday morning. I cannot go there. To Johannesburg without stopping there on the weekend. It's the best. It just so much reminds me of home. And you speaking now about Cape Town and Cape Malay kusisters, just takes me back home.
Nathan's feeling it.
No, and I can totally understand why. I must also go speak to them about placing my order on a Saturday night.
You're going to stand in the queue
He's
on a Sunday.
He's got a whole plan.
Nee, die man is organized, nee. Yeah, I haven't had a kusister in Joburg ever, I don't think.
Nee, gaan weer bring.
Ons gaan weer probeer. Listen, Celine tickled my fancy.
Everyone on the West Rand knows that Burger Box Roadhouse has got the best milkshakes. Whether you've got a sweet tooth or not, die ding is lekker.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something nicely, nee. Luister nou mooi. I don't care if it is a formal occasion and we are all in our number ones and everyone else at the table is drinking expensive French champagne.
Mm.
Me, if I'm in the mood, I'll have a milkshake.
Yeah.
Untouchable.
Jy en Chris, if there's a strawberry milkshake on the menu, he's going to order it.
Done.
He doesn't need to drink anything else. Nie as water nie. He will have a milkshake.
No, Celine, you've said a thing now. I'm going to have to go and try one of those if you're claiming these are the milkshakes.
Hi, Robin Ross. I am not from the West Rand, but if I did live there, I would say everybody from the West Rand knows the Walter Sisulu Botanical Gardens. It is beautiful. I've done a couple of races there. I haven't been there in a very long time, but it's really beautiful. You can have picnics there and or just walk.
Yeah.
Ja, ons het eintlik, Pamela, herinner my nou net, we actually should renew our membership because you get a membership to the National Botanical Gardens and it is soos vir 'n familie so R700 a jaar. We can go to Walter Sisulu, we can go to Kirstenbosch, we can go anywhere. You can go with your whole family when on your family membership. Jy kan stap, daar is 'n ongelooflike staproete and it's like a hike. It's a proper beautiful hike and then when you get to the top, you can see almost all of Joburg. Dit is ongelooflik mooi en dan daarna kan jy gaan piknik, daar's 'n restaurant ook, speelarea vir die kinders. Dit is regtig 'n plek wat so mooi in stand gehou is. It's beautiful.
I've only ever done the walk, you know, the main walk past the lawns up to the waterfall.
Yes.
And then you can wind down next to the river through the little pathways. I didn't know there was a hike up
you
to the top.
You go up. And dit is, my kinders kan dit doen, maar as jy dit soos wil trail run or whatever, it's quite challenging, you know?
Nice.
Really, really nice.
Okay, Celine has put a milkshake on our list. Walter Sisulu is worth a trip.
Die mense in Mexico luister ook vir ons. We got a message from Joaquin who says, I'm from the West Rand originally. I live in Mexico at the moment. The best chicken in the West Rand is at an Indian shop in Randgate, Randfontein. It's a quarter chicken chips for like $40. Everyone knows that lives in Randfontein that is the best for a spicy chicken.
Joaquin, shout out all the way in Mexico. Dit klink goed.
And I mean, if a Mexican is a person who's living in Mexico is talking about spicy food, then Randfontein must come through.
Rihanna just sent us a message. Hallo julle, ja, ek stem saam met daai Burger Box milkshakes. In my lewe het ek nog nooit sulke milkshakes gedrink nie. Cool. It is officially on my list. Ek moet gaan probeer. We're just shouting out the West Rand, giving it some love this afternoon. If you're from the area, finish that sentence for us. Everyone in the West Rand knows... ...
We are chatting about... Everyone from the West Rand knows, and we have got the most amazing responses about things that you enjoy when you are from the West Rand, or if you're not even from there and you go to the West Rand to enjoy this thing.
We have sparked, I think, a fight.
Yeah.
Between two sets of Roadhouse fans.
Mm.
Because somebody came through and said, the milkshakes here are good. And other people saying, no, you need to go to this place. And then it was the ribs here and the burgers there. Yeah. So I think... We should have a little Roadhouse off between Burger Box and Harry's.
Okay.
We should do a little side by side.
Weet jy wat? 'N milkshake en 'n burger of enigiets met 'n Roadhouse, jy gaan nie vir my twee keer moet vra nie.
Nee, kyk, ek is daar. So I think we'll do that because literally the WhatsApp line has been split like 50-50 between those two places. So ons gaan moet gaan explore. Hoor.
Luister, iets anders wat op die WhatsApp line deurgekom het wat ek nie verstaan nie.
Ja.
Ek is van die Wesrand.
We ask for helpful advice. Then Lizette sends us this.
Hi, Rob and Roz. Lots of good things on the West Rand, but lots of people also know that you should not get caught at the dreaded weekend robot. Because if you get stuck there on a Friday afternoon, it could be Sunday before you actually get home. So avoid the long weekend robot at all costs. Bye.
Thanks, Lizette. Which ones are the weekend robots, Lizette? I don't know, Lizette. Now you've told me to avoid them because I get stuck there from Friday until next year. Maar ek weet nie waar nie.
Ek weet nie, is dit nie 'n kuierplek of iets nie? I mean, I've never heard of a weekend robot, so I'm thinking maybe it's code for something that's very liquor then you don't want to leave.
Okay, I'm going to look like an idiot here. Is it a traffic intersection, Lizette? Or is it a place where you can kuier? Laat ons asseblief weet. 0848500942.